bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and I am so thrilled to be the new host of Talk Healthy Today. We're going to learn. We're going to have fun. And I have to tell a little story real quick before we bring in our wonderful guest. When I was in my 20s, I had a boyfriend. He used to love to go to the woods. Now, I was very lucky. I lived right near the Santa Cruz Mountains, and he would go off for hours on his mountain bike, and he would come home with these big bags of chanterelle mushrooms. Now, I had no idea what this was, but he would put some olive oil and some garlic, and they would taste amazing. Now, I learned later on when I got into health and health ed that there are some great medicinal benefits. So not only did I have a delicious meal, but I was actually boosting my immune system, and you can boost yours too, which we definitely know is a good thing to do this time of year. So joining us now to shed light on this subject is Jerry Angelini, MS, an integrative practitioner and the education director of Host Defense Organic Mushrooms. Jerry, welcome to Talk Healthy Today.
Hi, thanks for having me on board tonight.
Oh, it's really great to have you here. Now, I was surprised when I learned about all the health benefits of mushrooms, and I just thought they tasted delicious, and I still love to cook with them. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about mushrooms, and then I'd love to jump into what types are best and for what different ailments. Just go ahead, Jerry, take it away.
Sure. So most people, when they talk about mushrooms, they think about like a white button mushroom or a portobello mushroom, and these in the United States have become very well-known and recognized as edible mushrooms. When you go to other countries, of course, then you really start to see that list of edible mushrooms expand significantly. So in China and Japan and many of the Eastern countries, we see things like shiitake mushrooms or enokitake mushrooms or oyster mushrooms. There's pia pinos, there's lion's mane, and these are all really delicious edible mushrooms. And what we know about all of the mushroom kingdom is especially, well, if we're talking about the ones that we can eat and that aren't, you know, dangerous for us, because just like plants, there's some plants you don't want to eat, there's some mushrooms you don't want to eat. The ones that you can eat can support a vast array of systems within your body, but they all support immune functioning. So making sure you cook these mushrooms, because we can't digest them without cooking them. We don't have the enzymes needed to do that. But when you cook these mushrooms, whether it's in a soup or you saute them and maybe put them over some really beautiful pasta or some other vegetables, cooking a great stew or roasting them with some root vegetables, it's a wonderful way to get their immune-supporting compounds in your body.
You know, I notice sometimes when you go to a salad bar and they'll have all the different vegetables and they'll have chopped up mushrooms. And I've never been a fan of mushrooms that are raw, but it sounds like you really want to be cooking them.
Yeah, you actually don't want to eat a raw mushroom. They really aren't going to do any good for you except to create fiber. And interestingly, there is a compound in a white button mushroom that you need to deactivate with heat because over time and with consistent intake, they can actually be problematic for your system. So you definitely want to cook those mushrooms, saute them down a good 10 minutes, you know, really saute them, and then incorporate them in your meal.
Oh, you know, I've been getting wonderful organic mushrooms, and it's really important. I'd love for you to expand on this, why you want to get especially mushrooms that are organic. I've been getting the white button kind. I've been sauteing them in avocado oil with leeks, and then I add a little bit of grass-fed beef, and it is delicious. And I have to say, it makes a big difference in the taste, and I know I'm getting even, you know, more nutrition for me and my family.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to use organic mushrooms because mushrooms, when they grow, they hyper-concentrate whatever is in the soil. And oftentimes, what's in our soil nowadays is really not that beneficial for us. There are many examples of pesticides or heavy metals or other industrial chemicals that are in just the general environment, all the way including there have been some ice core samples showing pesticide residues in a Antarctic ice core. So, you know, when we stop and think about it, it's really, we've done a fabulous job at polluting our planet. Unfortunately, we are also having a difficult time cleaning up after ourselves. But mushrooms will do that for us. Their root structure, the mycelia, when they encounter these substances, they uptake them, and they can sometimes change them enzymatically, but not always. And so they'll hyperconcentrate in the mushroom itself. And so you really want to make sure you have organic mushrooms that are very well grown, that are also analyzed to make sure that their heavy metal levels are really super low, and that they do not contain any pesticides or industrial waste.
Well, you know, when I was researching Host Events organic mushrooms, and I'm such a fan, I discovered Dr. Paul Stamets' work, and I learned so much. I mean, it was so interesting for him when he was talking about mosquitoes and insects and how they're super attracted to this certain kind of green mold. I felt like I was back in science class, you know, when I was a teen, but it was very interesting. And it talked about using these for disease control. I mean, this goes way beyond just helping our immune systems, although I definitely want to jump into that next.
Yeah, Dr. Paul Stamets has a YouTube channel where you can watch different videos like 6 Ways Mushrooms Can Save the Planet, and there's a great TED Med video. We also, Dr. Paul Stamets has a Facebook page associated with Host Defense Organic Mushrooms, and there are some videos that are going up there as well. So there's lots of great places where you can find out more information about how mushrooms aren't just good for our immune system, but like you were saying, might support things like our neurological system and brain functioning, cardiovascular health, energy. They can be very strongly antioxidant. And each of these mushrooms, whether they're edible or they've been used as quote-unquote medicinal mushrooms, these are really amazing in their ability to balance our immune system.
You know, one of the things that Dr. Stamets was talking about was something called turkey tail mushrooms. He said they were used for more than 1,000 years and that there was an NIH 2-year breast cancer clinical study. And it also, I mean, showed that if you took the mushrooms or the extracts that we're going to talk about from Host Defense Organic Mushroom as an adjunct treatment to chemotherapy, it actually raised the base immunity function, which is huge. So I love having support therapies like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is actually where we see mushroom supplementation really shining as supportive to our bodies, especially under these really intense circumstances where we may need some really pointed and challenging Western medical interventions. What we're seeing with the mushrooms is that they're complementary. And they do support our immune systems while we're going through these interventions without having negative side effects. But in some cases, in fact, helping the body process those interventions while still having really positive outcomes.
Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, this time of year, and I was referring to cold and flu season, everyone in my family had a cold, I think in November. We've all been doing pretty good since then. But how often should we take this? And should you take more when you feel a cold coming on? Describe to us how we actually utilize these products.
Sure. So we have a couple of products that are formulas for the immune system. One is called Stamets 7. It's named after Paul Stamets, and it has 7 mushrooms in it. And this particular formula supports your whole body. The 7 different mushrooms support everything from energy and a balanced immune response to memory to helping your neurological system function better. It supports blood glucose regulation. It can support really strong antioxidant activity. And the 7 mushrooms together strongly support a balanced immune response. And the suggested serving size is 1 gram, which is 2 capsules a day. you'd probably want to take one capsule with breakfast and one capsule with lunch. Because if you were to take one capsule at breakfast and then one like before bed, you might be too energized and you might not necessarily fall asleep. So you take it during the day when you need your energy in the morning and maybe around lunchtime. And that's a great way to maintain an immune response that can manage most things. We've also got MycoShield spray, and this is a 5-mushroom mix. And it strongly supports the immune response, especially if you come in contact with lots of people. So let's say you're a restaurant staff or maybe you even work in a health food store, right? And people come in and they might be sneezing or coughing. And if you just do like 2 or 3 sprays of MycoShield spray and you do that like 2, 3, 4 times a day, that'll also strongly support your immune response. And then we have My Community, and that's like a 17-mushroom mix. And this is a really complex formula to strongly engage your immune response. So what we like to suggest people is that for like your daily 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year kind of immune support and whole body support, do the Stamets 7. If you're in a profession or maybe you've got a big family and you come in contact with lots of people, then maybe MycoShield is your immune support. And if you really need to engage a little extra support, maybe you know something got through and you're just not feeling at your best, or you want to support your immune response during a really significant circumstance, then maybe consider My Community. You can take 1 gram, 2 grams. You can even take up to 3 grams safely. But if you're going to do more than that, you definitely want to touch base with a healthcare provider because it's a lot of mushroom material. It can get a little pricey, and you want to make sure that you're going in the right direction. So, you know, 1 or 2 grams is fine. Even 3 grams is okay. But more than that, you definitely want some professional support.
We'd like to take a moment to pause and thank our sponsor, Curamin. Give us 30 seconds and we'll be back.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
Jerry, you mentioned just before we took the break all these different types. So, and you also mentioned the price. So if somebody was on a tighter budget, what is the one that they should absolutely take when they feel like they're getting sick?
I think if you feel like your immune system isn't working at its strongest and you really want to engage it, go for My Community. If you want something to help you just every day, that's also going to support just about every other system of your body, then Stamets 7. And this is the concept of taking preventative action to maintain a strong and healthy immune system. So if you want to just augment your immune response, but also support everything else in your body too, just take Stamets 7 every day. If you feel like something got through and you want to really bump it up a little bit stronger, then, you know, definitely take a look at My Community.
All right. I really love that. It's so nice to have something that we know we can go to. And that's why I love doing Talk Healthy Today, because we can give people advice that right away they can put into action. Now, Jerry, I mentioned in the beginning that you have a private practice. You're an integrative practitioner. Tell us a little bit about it.
So I have been an integrative practitioner for almost 30 years now. I've trained at Boston University and work with rehabilitation medicine. But also have studied herbal traditions, both in Western with such amazing people like Rosemary Gladstar, but also Chinese herbal traditions with Michael and Leslie Tiara, and have integrated also different body work techniques and some of the more energy medicine techniques in my practice. And over the past 5 years, though, I have been working with Host Defense. So my private practice has gotten really small because Host Defense it's definitely a full-time job.
Well, that's wonderful. It's obvious that you have a passion for it. Was there anything else you wanted to add today, Jerry?
Yes. Don't just think about mushrooms supporting your immune response. Also think about supporting like your neurological system. As more and more people are feeling stress and the need to keep their mental faculties at top notch, Host Defense has a wonderful product called Lion's Mane. And this is a mushroom that's been shown in a number of different studies to support mental clarity, concentration, and memory, but also the neurological system in the whole body. And we've paired that with herbs in another product called Mycobotanicals Brain. So Lion's Mane plus Bacopa and Ginkgo and Gotu Kola. People might be familiar with some of those herbs. And this formula is specifically to help people think better, you know, keep their mental concentration focused, help their memory and their neurological system quite strongly. So we definitely have a range of products that include mushrooms for sure, but also we have a set of mycobotanicals that include some time-tested and research-studied herbs that support various systems of our body.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, what age do you need to be to start taking these products?
We kind of say, you know, two and older. Children don't really need to take mushrooms. Sometimes they might benefit from, like, lion's mane. It's a great edible mushroom. So the only time you wouldn't take one of our mushroom products is if you're allergic to mushrooms, right? You know, a little common sense goes a long way here. Our mycobotanicals products have some other concerns. If you're on medication, you definitely want to talk with your practitioner before you take any supplement. You just want to make sure that there aren't going to be any interactions or any problems that are associated with it. But for the most part, mushrooms are really, they're time-tested, safe substances. And when I say time-tested, many of these mushrooms have been in use for over 2,000 years consistently. So we know that they're very safe and they're very effective for people.
That is so exciting. Jerry, I am so glad you came on today. I learned so much, and I'm sure the audience is loving this, and they're going to run out. Check out Host Defense. You can go to hostdefense.com. Jerry, did you have a website as well?
Thehostdefense.com. You can email me at jerry.a@fungi.com. That's jerry.a@fungi.com.
Well, you are a fun guy. I had to say it before we ended the interview. You knew it was coming, Jerry. I know you knew it was coming. Yeah. Anyway, I want to thank Jerry again. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Talk Healthy Today. You can subscribe on iTunes and you can listen on Radio MD and Stitcher and a bunch of other great places. I'm Lisa Davis. Thanks so much. Take care and stay well.